AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. With just hours to spare, lawmakers are ready to approve a short-term extension of funding for the Homeland Security Department. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Moving quickly with a midnight deadline looming, Congress is kicking the can 3 weeks down the road. The House appears ready to approve a short-term funding bill to avoid a partial shutdown at the Department of Homeland Security, and Senate Democrats have indicated they'll go along. The bill is a win for the administration. It does not include language that many conservatives wanted that would block the president's action on immigration.
How are you feeling about your financial situation? A Pew Charitable Trust poll finds most Americans are still a bit unsure.
Overall, 56% reported worrying about their finances during the past year. And of those, 83% worried about a lack of savings, 71% about covering regular expenses, and 69% worried about saving for retirement.
AP correspondent Shirley Smith. Los Angeles school teachers are concerned about stalled contract talks. Thousands filled a downtown park yesterday to protest for higher wages and smaller class sizes. Union officials say they are prepared to strike if needed. But during a 2000 ceremony at which the Reverend Theodore Hesburgh received the Congressional Gold Medal, then President Bill Clinton voiced his admiration, calling Hesburgh a servant and a child of God, a genuine American patriot, and citizen of the world.
You have done your church, your country, your family, and your friends very proud, and we thank you.
Hesburgh, the activist priest who transformed Notre Dame into an academic power in his 35 years as president, has died on campus. He was 97. This is AP Radio News. A newborn incubator or baby box could be showing up soon at Indiana hospitals, fire stations, and churches under legislation that would give mothers in crisis a way to surrender their children safely and anonymously. Indianapolis paramedic Monica Kelsey tells WRTV that the boxes alert authorities when a baby is placed inside.
A woman is going to open the door, place the infant in here. There's going to be a weight down here. Once the weight is down, a trip to 911 goes off.
Critics, though, say the boxes make it easier to abandon a child without exploring other options. There's a follow-up meeting in Washington today to the one in Havana last month as the president seeks to end a half-century of estrangement from Cuba. Republican Congresswoman Ileana Rose-Laytonen is a critic of the plan.
The U.S. didn't even get one cosmetic commitment to democratic reform from the Castro regime.
U.S. and Cuba working toward restoring diplomatic relations. Sandy Kozel,